Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A bill that would make it illegal to manufacture or possess ghost guns is on its way to the full Senate. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison testified why the state and law enforcement needs this bill to become law.
Ghost guns make criminal investigations more difficult. Ghost guns lack serial numbers that traditional firearms have, rendering these guns untraceable, which can significantly impede law enforcement investigations.
Anna Leamy from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus argued against the bill.
For generations, Americans have lawfully built firearms for personal use. Federal law has long allowed individuals to manufacture firearms for themselves as long as the individual is not selling the firearm.
The bill passed the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee by a 6-4 vote along party lines. It was then referred to the full Senate for the next discussion and possible vote. Today was the final day to bid on items in the State Fair's online surplus auction. Spokesperson Maria Hayden says they had some historic things up for sale.
So hundreds of different State Fair items. A lot of them are equipment that have been retired from use. We've got some really cool old parking signs from our old animal named lots. The other big item that we've got are the seats from the Lee and Rose Warner Coliseums.
Winning bidders can pick up their items Tuesday on the north end of the state fairgrounds. The Minnesota State Patrol says the weekend storm led to hundreds of crashes and vehicles sliding off roads across the state between midnight Friday and Sunday night. Troopers responded to 464 property damage crashes, 40 injury crashes, and one fatal crash. And spring break is approaching for a number of families around the state, and if you're heading somewhere new during the break, keep safety in mind. U of M Dr. James Minder says before you go anywhere, do your research.
Come up with some sort of idea about what safe things there are to do there, what kind of health care there is there, what the water's like, things like that. Because you don't want to get surprised when you get there. For example, that you can't drink local water, or there's certain neighborhoods you really want to avoid.
Minder says if you're heading somewhere warm, stay hydrated and use sunscreen to protect your skin. In other headlines, a rural Otter Tail County home may be a total loss after a fire early Saturday. The sheriff's office says the call came in around 5:15 a.m. for a home in New York Mills. Two residents and several pets got out safely, but the house suffered heavy damage. Officials say there are no signs the fire is suspicious. The DNR is temporarily closing some state-managed roads and motorized trails as spring thaw conditions make them too soft for vehicle traffic. The DNR says melting snow creates wet, unstable surfaces that can be easily damaged and are unsafe. Officials urge visitors to check the DNR website for updates, respect posted closures, and use caution. Some roads will remain open, but may have vehicle weight restrictions. And the Morrison County Sheriff's Office is investigating a stabbing near Motley that left a man seriously wounded. Deputies responded to the report of a man being stabbed Sunday morning in Scandia Valley Township. 53-year-old Douglas Denio was taken to the Staples Hospital with life-threatening injuries and later transferred to St. Cloud. Investigators say a 23-year-old suspect was arrested and jailed pending charges. More news available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.